This recording, Missouri 5, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either five or six the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Earliest childhood memory. Well, I remember one time when I was two, I was in, like, my dad's big, like, van, and I was pretending I was driving to Florida, and I pulled the van into drive, and it started rolling down the driveway, and it rolled across the street into, like, the other people's yard across the street, and it hit a tree, and then it stopped. Well, one time when I was, like, eight, I was doing this, this thing with Young People's Theater. It was like a Halloween show, and I like stepped up to the microphone to sing a solo, and I fell off the stage. I did like back like in elementary school, which I was like with the St. Peter's Cultural Arts Center for a while, but like, I don't know, I started drama back up when I was in high school, so. We did, how do you say it? Les Miserables or whatever. In Young People's Theater, and that was really fun. It was kind of sad. Okay, well, I woke up and I got dressed and everything, and then I went over to my friend Nikki's house, and my friend Natalie came over and picked us up and took us to school. And then first hour was world history, and I got tardy, and I was really upset because I shouldn't have been tardy anyways. And then second hour was geometry, and I didn't have my homework in there, so I got in trouble. And then third hour was choir, and we just sang a lot. And then fourth hour, what do we have fourth hour? Let me think for a second. Oh, yeah. Okay, we were in the computer lab for English typing papers. And then I came in here.